This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abam. Actually, we're learning, today we're learning Hilchos Krishma, which is very, very relevant to, it's like in Yana Diyoma. So you say, what? How is it like in Yana Diyoma? Because when you say Shema, it heats you up. And it's extremely cold today in New York. It's like one of the coldest days. You say, what? How does saying Shema heat you up? The Gemara says, anyone who's medaktik b'kriya Shema, mitzanin loy gehenim. Anyone who's medaktik in kriya Shema, they cool off gehenim. Why? It's mida kenegan mida. When you're medaktik to say the words carefully, it heats you up. So Hashem wants us, He knew today was going to be a cold day, so today we're learning about how to be medaktik in kriya Shema. So they came to the Satmar Rebbe, and they said, Satmar Rebbe, but your chassidim, they're not saying milel, milra, but how are they going to cool off gehenim? So Satmar Rebbe says, I try to make sure my chassidim don't go there in the first place. But so now we're learning about the dikdukim in kriya Shema. We're in Sif Aleph. We learned that every time an Aleph follows a Mem, you have to interrupt between them. Like, Vilimadatem Oysam, Ukshartem Oysam, Vesamtem Es, Uriisem Oysoy, Uzachartem Es, Vasisem Es, that it should not appear like Moysam or Mes. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamadal, Kikoyre Moysam, El Yarabah Hivi B'Shem Shalah, Duadin Mechol Aleph Shachar Mem Tzarch Lahafsik. The El Yarabah brings the name of Shalah, every Aleph after Mem, you have to be Mafsik. The truth is, I'm not sure what the Mishnah Berurah is adding. The Mechaber said that. The Mechaber says, after every Aleph after a Mem, you have to interrupt. And he's giving examples. Vilimadetem kegoin. Vilimadetem is shartem oisam. So that means there are other examples. Okay, so Eliyahu Rabbah is just bringing, what are the other examples? Duadim mechalav shachar mem tzarech lahafsik kegoin va'avadetem Elohim achirim. So it shouldn't sound like va'avadetem I guess the chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah is the examples of the Mechaber are where a Mem precedes an Aleph and the Aleph is followed by a Saf. So it sounds like Moisam or Mace. But maybe you would think if it's not followed by a Saf and it doesn't sound like Moisam or Mes, it's not an issue. No, it's always an issue. You don't want it to sound like Elohim Acherim, Einechem Asher, Zoinim Acharehem, Eloikechem Asher, Leloikechem Ani, Eloikechem Emes, Gam Kotev Shetchilasa Aleph. Every word that begins with an Aleph, Efshe Shaloyar Gishen Bamifta, and it's possible that you will not enunciate it clearly, Tsarach Hefsik. It needs a Hefsik. Kugoin, Asher Anoichi, Metar Artsachem, Viatzar Es, Asher Hashem, Devarai Ela, Vayomer Hashem El, Daber El, Mitzvois Hashem, Asher Atem. Actually, Mitzvois Hashem, there's no Aleph there, but I guess the Yud also could be swallowed. V'chol kahai gavna. Not all of the above-mentioned examples does the word start with an Aleph. Well, sometimes it starts with a Yud. But either way, whenever a word starts seemingly with a vowel, you should be careful to pronounce the vowel. I don't know why he brings in Asher Hashem, or
Hashem
Adnos.
He's referring to
Adoy. Aleph. Oh, good point. I mean, we pronounce it as an Aleph. Okay, thank you. You're right. V'chol kahai gavna, or any similar situation. Gam kol teva shetchilasa yud, tzarech lahadgish b'mifta. Also, any word that begins with a yud, you have to enunciate it clearly. So it doesn't sound like a continuum of the earlier word. Pen yifte. Otherwise, that pen yif, it sounds like one long word. Or lo yeirayak ilu kare Penyifta. Penyifta. Some type of way to put away a penny. So you don't want it to sound like that. Oy penifta. V'chein b'tevis yirbu. You don't want it to sound like penyirbu. V'chol kahai gavna. So you want to give each letter its appropriate attention. Okay. Says Mechaber. Af b'psuke de zimra uv'tfila tzarech ledakdik b'kach. This is not specific to Kriya Shema. Even in Psuke de Zimra, you have to be careful to enunciate every Aleph and every Yud. And in Shemone Esrei. So you say, if Im Kain, then my 30-minute Shachris is not going to cut it. Well, you live and learn. It's about time you learned that it is impossible to daven properly in that amount of time. Of course it's not. There's not enough time to actually say the words correctly. Now, if you're just going to shul to pay homage to the ancient custom of the Hebrews who used to pray. So, you know, you could say, my ancestors used to pray, and I'm commemorating their custom. Okay, then you could do it in 30 minutes. Otherwise, not really possible. If you're a Balkoire, or you're learning, you should also be careful to say the words correctly. Says Mishmar Yeshazar, V'loy Yisiro Sha'al Kriyashma Elamishim Sha'am Mesura La'kal V'yeshwa Yichat Shamayim. So now the Mishmar is bothered by Akasha. Why does the Gemara specifically tell us this about Kriyashma? Why doesn't the Gemara talk about all tefillahs? So it seems like everybody says Shema, not everybody says the other tefillahs. But this is something that's more universal. And it's more important because it has Yichud Shamayim. So the Gemara speaks about it, but not because you don't have to when it comes to other parts of davening. Okay. Sif Yud.
I would have assumed the reason is because it's Daraisa.
Ah. Yeah, good point. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Yeager is saying, well, maybe the reason why the Gemara only tells us about that is because it's the only thing you have to actually say biblically. And everything else, Yitaka don't have to be medakdik. How does the Mishnah Berurah know that this is the reason? Now, where does Sif Chaf Beis come from? It comes from Sefer Hayira. I think Sefer Hayira is Rabbeinu Yoina. Yeah. Sefer Hayira is Rabbeinu Yoina. Seemingly, you know, Rabbeinu Yoina is telling us that Doin Minei, that the Gemara does not mean only because Kriya Shema is Da'iraisa. Because L'chaira, either you read the words or you don't read the words. You know, either you got to say...
If it's mid-average or Yaitza, so maybe mid-Da'iraisa, you don't have to be in that.
Again, according to the way the Mishnah Berurah is reading this Mechaber, there is no difference between Kriya Shema and Psukah de Zimra. And you have to be just as careful. I mean, in other words, Pashtos, I would have said, like Rabbi Yeager, that this is a Zahiros, and this Zahiros is spoken about by Kriya Shema, because since Kriya Shema is Dairaisa, it's more vital to have this Zahiros. And Psukah de Zimra is not Dairaisa, so therefore, perhaps, you don't have to be Zahir. But the Mishnah Berurah learns not like that. Mishnah Berurah says you must be Zahir even in Psukah de Zimra. You have to be careful to pause between Mems and Alephs. Now, by the way, the Mishnah Berurah said you don't have to actually pause. There's no stopping. You don't have to say V'limadetem oisam. No, you don't have to be mafsik. Mishnah Berurah even already said by B'chol Levavcha. Oh, actually, I correct myself. By b'chol levavcha al levavchem, you don't have to be mafsik. You just have to read it in a way that you hear clearly to lamed. By mem and aleph, the mechaber says you do need to be mafsik, so you do pause. And according to this mechaber, you need to do likewise in Psukah de Zimra. Siv katan chav gimel tzarch ledakdik shlo yirape achazav leichazek harafe. If a letter has a dagesh in it, it has to be enunciated. If it does not, then it should not be pronounced with a dagesh. V'lo yaniach hanad, v'lo yaned hanach. You should not make a shva nach when it's a shva na. or you should not make a shvanad when it's a shvanach. So you say, huh? I don't even know what that is. Okay. So sometimes you'll notice, like the word Yisrael, there's a shva under the sin. And it's sort of silent. We don't pronounce it. We don't say Yisrael. We say Yisrael. That's called the shva nach. The shva res. It's not pronounced. But there are other words like bereshis, where we don't say bereshis. We say bereshis, where we pronounce the shva. So when do you pronounce it? When do you not? Well, one easy way to do it is you pronounce it when in the Art Scroll Siddur there's a line over the Shva, then you pronounce it. When there's not a line over the Shva, then you don't pronounce it. But it's not, there are basically five rules of Shva Na, Shva Nach. The five rules are that if it's the first Shva of a word, it is enunciated. If it's the second Shva, that's Aleph. Beis, when you have two Shvas back to back, you pronounce it. Gimel, if it is preceded by a tenua gedoyla, gimel gedoyla, it's preceded by a tenua gedoyla, then it's a shvana. A tenua gedoyla are pituche chaysam. Now you really have to go back into the deep recesses. Pituche chaysam is a chirik male, a shuruk, a tsere, a chaylam, and a kamatz gadal. Okay, are all tenuas gedoylas. Dalet, if the shva, if there's a dagesh in the letter, there are six letters that could have a dagesh. They're called beged kefes, a beis, a gimel, a dalet, a kaf, a pei, a taf. These six letters could have a dagesh. If they have a dagesh in it, and there's a shva under the word, it's a shva na. And the next one is, if it's preceded by a special kind of hey. I believe a hey hayadiyah. That's hey. Those are the five rules in general of shva na. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey. Aleph, first syllable, Beis, two in a row. Gimel, that's the only reason he got it for her. Gimel, Tnua, Gedoyla, Dalet, with a Dagesh, and Hey, Hey, Hayidiyah. So you say, that's too hard. No problem. So you'll only be Yotzei B'diyeved. But if you want to be Yotzei L'chadchila, then you should learn this. Okay. Says now. By the way, this is not only Shema. This is Psukei Dezimra as well. And this is whenever you learn, you should pronounce the words correctly. Says the Mishnah Berurah Hanach Shva Hanechtefes Nikreis Nach. A Shva which is chapt, which is sort of silent, is called Nach. It rests. Kagain Besoiv Teva, or Beemtza Teva Haba Acher Tnuah Ketana, or in the middle of a word that comes after Tnuah Ketana. Ushva Nad. Nikra hamisnai aas. Shvanad is one that travels. Kugain baroish teva, the beginning of word. Oy beemtza teva, or in the middle of the world. Haba achar tenua gedoyla. Vesimen tenua gedoyla, pituche chaysam. Rak hachiruk kishayesh yud etzla nikreis tenua gedoyla. Only a chiruk that has a yud in it is called a tenua gedoyla. Uch she'en yud etzla nikreis tenua ketana. Here's a beautiful example. V'haya lachem le-tzi-tzis. Le-tzi-tzis. The first chirik is a chirik male. It's followed by a yud. Therefore you have to say e, e. I don't know what people have against the e sound. Everybody says, Ashira lachem. Nobody says ki gamal aloi. Ki. People don't have a problem with the word ki. Or mi va-mi ha-holchem. But when it comes to thanking Hashem, people say moidim. There is no word in the Hebrew language, moedim. The word is moedim. And don't say nobody's makbid. Tamidi chachamim are makbid. Rav Moshe Feinstein was makbid to say moedim. Al yidei, not chupa, chupa. And not kidushin, kidushin. It's a chirik male. So you say, what's the difference? You're right, there's no difference. The only difference is one is right and one is wrong. What difference does it make if, let's say, you want to call me on the phone and you dial 917-56, what's my number, 716, or you dial 927? What's the difference? I'm a good guy, I have a good heart, and I want to do the right thing. This is very nice, pal, but you're not going to get through to me if you don't dial the right number. So when you say the words in Shemona Esrei, if the chiruk has a yud, you better make the E sound. Okay, that's all. So you say nobody does it. I can't tell you. I can't speak for anybody. I can just tell you what the right thing is. It's moidim anachnila velam al shiniim al tihi sikva. Yeah. Alrighty, we're gonna hold it over here. How many bombshells can we drop in one day? And we'll pick it up tomorrow. Okay.
Never heard this in a minute. There's a shul across.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.